friends with me.
Nice.
These bowls, you probably know about them. They're called medicine bowls. And I don't know about this one, but I do know this one has come from Tibet. And it is something that I really feel like it's my friend, so I'm kind of carrying it everywhere. It's a big friend, though, to carry it everywhere. And I'm trying to also get used to its personality, you might say. I'm invited to Vancouver in October to do a conference, be one of the lecturers at the Mysticism of Sound conference, and I know nothing of music. Every appreciation to all of you that do. So I said, well, I'd like to do something on the Mysticism of Silence, which sounds like an oxymoron to do something at the Mysticism of Sound conference on the Mysticism of Silence,
perfect.
But it is perfect because that inner sound is very important. But this will be my companion there, so I wanted to offer this to you. It's made of 7 different metals that resonate with different parts of the body, and it has a very deep tone, so you'll have to kind of tune your hearing to that tone. I'll just gong it once, and then you sort of can grasp that. Folded hands at heart. Let us say the Sufi invocation together, and those that may not know it, just listen to the words. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit. Remaining at the heart, silently offer your aspirational prayers for this camp. And also invoke all those beings that have been lights along the path for you. And invite them to be here with us, to guide us and illuminate our path. We might remember at the beginning of this first full day of camp to be mindful of all those in the world that are unable to have these moments of peace such as we have during this camp. And from time to time, remember them and offer them the benefit of our practice.
Thank you.
last fall I had been asked to do a series of practices on light. And so in the theme of the divine artist, we're kind of creating our own temple of light, or more clearly realizing that temple of light. So we're following that theme because I know I had been asked to continue with that. So I'd love to read this quote. Hail to the company of those who have become mad and drunk with the desire of the world of light. With their passionate love for the majesty of the light of lights, and who in their ecstasy have become like the seven poles of the world. That's by Shahabuddin Sowardi. So if you will, just turn your attention inward to your breath. And without altering the breath in any way, just observe the culture of your own breath. To the wisdom of the great meditators that say that any comings and goings from the door or anything that might be perceived as a distraction, consider it as a greater call to mindfulness and awareness of the breath, and turning further inward like we would of the ringing of a bell at the beginning and end of meditation. Just hear that as the ringing of the bell. Now, I should say that some of these teachings have come from Pir Vilayat and were inspired by his father, Hazaradanayak Khan. So there, you kind of can feel maybe that stream. Those of you that ever met Pir Vilayat knew he was very much part of that celestial existence. So this is, in a way, his offering. And let the breath just become more vast, as if you're creating an interior landscape, and it's as if the breath encompasses and grows into this beautiful landscape. As much as you are turned inward, see if you simultaneously can feel this undulation between that inner and outer state. You know, it's just this illusion of a body, this thin shell that separates us from everything else. And listen to the bell and sort of the space in between. There'll be a resonant space. See if you can grasp that space. Is what separates us from everything, and we'll work on closing that gap in this field of light. draw the awareness both inward into this interior landscape, and in that landscape, begin to envision that you're looking at a gorgeous sunrise. It's a perfect time of day to do this practice. And that perhaps, if you've ever been blessed with watching the sun rise over the mountain, it's like that. And those first few rays are so brilliant. And let those rays of light touch the heart and illuminate the interior landscape. It grows brighter and it moves through the whole being. So the inner light and the outer light are one light. And as you continue to practice and breathe and feel the light of that rising sun penetrate the heart, you may feel things with sensations within your own body. You may be aware of your own heartbeat, for example. But see if you can activate the cells of your body with that light. It's almost like at the beginning of this practice, we're kind of charging up the physical organism as well as the other levels of the organism. I've grown to work very much with the concentration of breath and sort of body awareness, very traditional meditation practice. So here I'm trying to blend this with Pir Vilayat's instructions because, again, he was so in the celestial realms. But it's very important that we bring the light upon lights into the earth and offer it for illumination. Own as well as assisting in the spiritual evolution of consciousness and also the physical. So feel this kind of effulgence of the body and the sparkling and tingling of the cells, and sort of allow this to emerge again from the inward state, and also start to be aware of the light in the outer state. And you can drink that light in also with your eyes during the daytime. Rashida Vera, I remember her having taught me just to lightly brush one's hands over the vegetation and drink in the light that is being reflected back on the leaves or the grass. She was very connected with the elementals. It was a beautiful practice, and I offer that to you, of just absorbing the light from the atmosphere. So as you breathe in, allow the inner light to grow brighter as the sun rising over the mountains. But also drink it in from the atmosphere. Absorb that light. Be like your own solar collector, because in a sense, that's what we are. And so you're breathing inward, concentrating on the absorption of light, feeling your whole being illuminated with that light, and then radiating it out. So in a sense, this is a in Tibetan Buddhism, they call it tanglen. It's a taking and receiving and then giving. So you're absorbing the light, taking it in, and then you're reflecting the light. radiating it out. Now, the interesting thing about the sun, or an object that radiates light, is it doesn't have any distinctions or differences. It doesn't say, oh, I only radiate on you, and I don't radiate on you. So this is a way of clarifying the being and just offering the light to whatever or whomever. Yes. Just get a chair, Musa, please, and join us. Thank you. So continue to breathe in the absorption of light, the inner sort of powerhouse of the radiation of light internally, and then send it outward. And I share with you these words of Pierre Elias. They're very sweet. He says, a good technique in meditation consists in drawing in light as you inhale, concentrating on the way the body cells jiggle when nurtured with light as you hold your breath, then willfully radiate a lot of light as you exhale. And then he says, think that that light hurtles into open space at probably more than 180,000 miles a second. It might even bombard the stars. So think of that, just that radiation of light, and just sending it out into the universe. Breathe in the word Zahir and feel the meaning of the word, which is the manifest. So the light is manifesting from within. It's a self-illuminating, self-aware light that is starting to shine from within as you breathe in that sacred word Zahir. And then breathe out Manaur. And Manaur is the shining, radiant one. So you're breathing in Zahir and out Manaur. Radhanayak Khan gives teachings in the Gathas on breath about this practice of putting a thought on the swing of the breath. I think most of you know that he gives the word fikkar, fikkar, F-I-K-A-R, to that practice, and says that it is most important because by putting the phrase on the breath, it affects the whole organism. It brings the word and the vibration of the word into the circulatory system, and it circulates it throughout the entire, your entire being, our entire being. And it magnetizes the breath. Thank you. receive aloud together, and we'll do it more on the tone or a chant. So you may want to listen and then just sort of follow. We'll begin it with the prefix Yah, which is like, oh, beloved, or oh, dear, manifest one, oh, dear, radiant one. Interior manifestation of light growing brighter and working through all levels of the being, from the physical earth element to the element of water, the lymphatic fluids, the blood, to the fire element, the very warmth of the body, the air element, the breath. And now we'll whisper this Zahir Manaur. We'll drop the Yah, and we'll, on the sort of inward breath, breathe in Zahir, and on the outward breath, we radiate Manaur. So it's Lahir Manaur. Lahir Manaur. those that have entered the room. We're building an interior landscape inwardly, imagining the rising of the sun over the mountains. The light is growing brighter within, and simultaneously we're connecting to the light in the external environment and absorbing it. So at this phase of the practice, you might really just simply consider yourself a kind of solar collector, and as if the internal battery is getting charged up. You know, those of us that have been drawn to a path or this path, it's really a path of illumination. Hazrat Inayat Khan talks about that. And it isn't just for one's benefit. We really have to be prepared to offer this, even if it's just in our atmosphere and breath, to benefit others. We have such a wonderful opportunity to have these camps and to be drawn towards a path of illumination and self-awareness, self-illumination, enlightenment, if you will. And so this practice of kind of charging oneself up, you know, not in a manic sense, but in a sense of preparation, sort of building this temple of light. Zahir being the manifest one. So this inward aspect of this sort of explosion of internal light as this mountainscape unfolds inwardly, and the light of the mount rising over the mountain illuminates one's interior and simultaneously absorbing the light from the atmosphere. And may I remind you, as Mushita Vira had taught, to absorb the light in through the eyes. I think some of you maybe also do the light practice of taking the light in from the sun. Important practice for interior illumination and radiance. Hazrat Inayat Khan says of this practice, it is by this process that man becomes like a luminous star. It is by this process that woman becomes a luminous star. It is by this process that we become like a luminous star. Again, feel the fabric of your being illuminated, that each cell is alive and dancing with light, because in reality, it is. And science is starting to demonstrate this and prove this to us with its technologies. Everything is alive and it's dancing, luminous. It's as if each cell of the body is self-aware. It has consciousness, you might say. And so we're enlivening and being ever more aware of this consciousness that resides in the fabric of the being. Outside the being, in the more subtle body, the etheric body, this kind of beautiful shroud of light that surrounds us, the electromagnetic field, if you will, that it is also pulsing and breathing and radiating light, as well as absorbing. Listen to these words of Pure Vilaya on this practice. If you concentrate intensely on light in the environment and then draw your attention to the light surrounding your body, so do that. If you concentrate intensely on the light in the environment and then draw your attention to the light surrounding your body, you will discover yourself as an effigy of light of great beauty. Your physical face will now appear as a mask through which your real being is trying to transpire. It seems like a scintillating kaleidoscope array of pure effulgence and the glow of a flame, or the awakening from the perspective of the human dimension of your being. One step will lead to a further one. If you consider your consciousness as a focal point in space, light seems to radiate from a point located in space. The sun, the stars, a candle, an electric bulb. But when you turn within in your meditation, as your consciousness gets inverted, it is diffused, and consequently, your representation of light has shifted. It is dispersed in an inverted space. Pure Murshid, Hazrat Inayat Khan, calls it all-pervading light. So in our prayer, he says all-pervading life in space. We need to clearly distinguish between the all-pervading nature of light as we turn within and the radiant light. So the all-pervading light within. And the radiant light, which we radiate from our bodies, but also that's radiating in our environment. Feel this effigy of light being built. These instructions about the face, you know, what is the face that we present to the world, but what more is more important, what is the eternal face that's is emerging? And so continue this breath and maybe even concentrate a bit on the face. Let the face become very relaxed. the muscles, the eyes. I know in the manuals on healing, some of the primary instructions are to relax the eyes. If the eyes are relaxed, the whole body will relax. So if you're feeling at all tense or that you have the need to sort of relax your whole system, relax the eyes. Feel the area around the eyes relaxed. And sometimes even cupping the eyes with the palms of your hands and letting the warmth of the palms sort of bathe over the eyes. It's very useful. Yes, if you want to do that, please feel free. It's a very old yogic practice. And let the eyes become relaxed, the whole system relaxed, so that the light isn't compressed in any way. The light is circulating, the light is generating, the light is radiating. Do this. This is how I was taught in India to do this. Keep the heat going. And then just cover your eyes and open them in that space and let the warmth bathe the eyes. I know there's an Ayurvedic treatment that they make these little funnels of dough. And they sort of put this mask around the eyes, and then they pour warm ghee into the open eye. I have to tell you, it's the most fantastic experience. It sounds a little odd, but it brings, they say that at a psychic level, it brings all the impressions that have been absorbed by the eyes out. It clarifies them and clears them. And it's very, I mean, one's eyes become so incredibly clear and radiant. But this is sort of the mini practice of that, so you can do that. And remember, at night, you know, sometimes we get really charged up at these camps. If you need to relax, maybe do that practice, relax your eyes, maybe even soften your glance, and let it become very expansive and relaxed. And you'll see, try it with me for just a moment. Just open your eyes and let your glance become incredibly relaxed. Don't stare at anything. But let the glance become very vast and see if it doesn't have an effect of relaxing you. And absorb everything in your field of vision, in the periphery as well, and let that glance become incredibly relaxed. You may also try that during our meditative practice through the day. And open eye meditation is so good because it keeps us awake and alert, and yet we can be very relaxed in our meditation. So may you take away with you today this idea of radiating light internally, absorbing it from the atmosphere and offering it like the sun that doesn't discriminate. And doesn't impose, it's just there. It is as it is. And if anything we've done here has generated merit and benefit, may it benefit all sentient beings. And thank you so much for waking up early and joining in this practice.
Thank you.
You have a blessed day. Thank you.